It was a week ago today that Hazel Fry was in Kelowna for her regular doctor's appointment, and on the way back to her car, she noticed one of her rings was missing. She had worn that ring since she was 12 years old. After looking everywhere, she contacted Kelowna RCMP and filed a report for the missing ring. And that's where a Kelowna couple and a Daily Courier article about the ring stepped in. The couple called the RCMP, and today, Hazel Fry is reunited with her precious ring. Hazel is on the line right now. Hello.
Hi.
Hazel, tell me a little bit about the background of this ring.
Certainly. It's quite old. My parents got married in Scotland. My mother was a Scot. And during World War II, it was 1942. And my mother was given an opal ring as a wedding present. We're not sure who. It could have been family or friends or something of hers. Anyway, so she refused to wear it. She happened to be a very superstitious Scot. She had a lot of funny superstitions and would never wear it. But then I obliged her by being born in October, and it is my birthstone. So when I was 12, she gave me this lovely opal, and it was an unusual setting. It was oblong, especially for the time period. Anyway, so I have worn it since I was 12 years old. And then in about 1990, I had a ring made from it, plus gold from my mother's wedding ring and my grandmother's wedding, well, diamond ring. And so that's why the ring was incredibly special.
Hazel, what was going through your mind when you realized that it wasn't on your finger anymore?
Oh, I panicked. It never got on my finger because I pulled stuff out of my pocket because I put anything metal in my pocket when I go for this treatment. And I just must have just flung it when I pulled my watch out of my pocket. And that's what's so bizarre. And anyway, I just panicked. I was stricken, really. I can't even describe. I think I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off looking for it. But then had to realize I couldn't see it. So I came home and then reported to the police. So.
How long was it before you found out where the ring was?
It was actually we picked it up today, and it was a week ago today. So I just found out last night. The excellent police officer phoned me at home at night and said that he had been contacted and had a picture sent, and he was pretty sure it was my ring. And so he forwarded the picture to me, and it very definitely was my ring.
How did it feel to be reunited with that ring today?
Overwhelming. I don't know. He actually did a Twitter feed for it, and I think I was probably bubbling and teary and not too sensible. But anyway, it was overwhelming, and I'm so grateful to Nora, the woman who found it, and I just can't thank them enough.
Are you surprised that somebody actually found this ring and returned it to you?
Very much so. I was at the stage when he called. I was at the stage where I thought, I will never see it again. And because you think the worst always, and you think, oh, well, somebody's found it, sure. And, gee, it's gold, and it's got little diamonds in it, and maybe it's worth something, and just go and pawn it or, you know, give it to one of those gold collectors or whatever. So you don't really expect to see it again. So that's why it was doubly special.
And you met the people who found the ring. What was that like?
Oh, really nice. They're just terrific people from Kelowna, originally from Alberta, but just they were so nice and so thoughtful, really. And she actually, I think, went out of her way to return the ring. She had tried the police station at first when she saw the article in the paper, and of course, in this day and age, thank heavens for people who read the newspaper. because otherwise it wouldn't have been known about. Anyway, she phoned and sort of got a bit of miscommunication anyway, but she persevered, and so that was really good of her.
This ring has a history that starts before you.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have a plan on passing it on to somebody after you?
At the moment, I never had children, so it's a little difficult. I do have a step-granddaughter who was born in October, and so she might be the inheritor of it. But I haven't really considered that yet. That's a tough one.
Well, thank you so much, Hazel.
Well, thank you, Audrey, and thank you for your interest.
That was Hazel Fry. She's a Penticton woman who is reunited with her ring today that dates back to the Second World War. We also posted a photo of Hazel on our Facebook page with her ring, and you can check that out. It's at facebook.com. Just look for CBC Radio West.